Next up, Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program produced by Montana Public Radio. Campaign Beat is hosted by Sally Mock and features Lee Newspaper's Capitol reporter Holly Michaels and University of Montana political science professor and Mansfield Center fellow Rob Saldine. Here's Sally.
Rob, Democrats recently held a debate in Bozeman for the five people hoping to challenge Republican Steve Daines in November, and I think the differences in experience and knowledge of the issues were pretty clear.
Yeah, I think so, Sally. You know, these are mostly newcomers that most Montanans probably aren't going to be familiar with, but I think we did get a little bit of a better sense of most of the candidates this week.
Fly fishing guide Josh Seckinger was upfront about his lack of experience and grasp of policy.
Nobody really knows who I am, and I'm pretty okay with that. You know, I'm a fishing guide. I don't think I'm an idiot, but I'm not a genius. I know I'm not the smartest person on this stage, and I will never pretend to be.
I think, Rob, the phrase, no, I'm not an idiot, may be my all-time favorite campaign slogan.
Yeah, you know, we are in a little bit of an age of outsider candidates, but this one might be pushing that a little bit too far.
Well, mathematician Mike Knowles has one proposal he thinks would solve most all problems.
Universal basic income is the biggest thing that we can do to start helping all of these people.
But he didn't say, Rob, how he would pay for that.
Right. I mean, universal basic income is something we've been hearing about a little bit more. It's an interesting policy idea. Andrew Yang, of course, the now dropped out Democratic presidential candidate, took that pretty far, made it the centerpiece of his campaign. And it's an issue that has, interestingly enough, a little bit of a reach across the political spectrum. Charles Murray, the conservative scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, for instance, has a version of universal basic income that he likes too.
Helena Mayor Wilmot Collins is the only one in the Democratic primary race with political experience, and he took aim at the incumbent Senator Daines.
Montana has been shortchanged. Montana has one senator. The other senator decided to join the executive branch.
And for Democratic audience, Rob, that was an effective line.
Yeah, totally. A prepared line for the debate, of course, but a pretty good one, pretty funny one. And yeah, absolutely, certainly something that is going to resonate with Democratic primary voters.
Public health advocate Cora Newman says climate change is her number one concern.
One of the biggest reasons I got into this race was a dining room conversation, dinner conversation I was having with my children at one point. My daughter, who was 14 at the time, looked at me and said, "Why are you so concerned with where we're going to college and what kind of careers we're going to have when the world is going to be on fire in 12 years?
That was a telling story, I thought, Rob. And Newman has raised the most money in this race.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've talked about her before. She was also the first one to have a TV advertisement up. And I think we saw here that she can be pretty good at taking a personal story and using that to talk about policy issues.
Finally, Navy veteran and engineer John Muse used his closing statement to take a deep dig at his primary competitors.
You folks may look at five Democratic U.S. Senate candidates up here. I'll tell you what the Republican Party and what Senator Daines is seeing. They're seeing two candidates. One candidate, John Muse, that can beat Senator Daines come November 3rd, 2020. And four candidates who will give Senator Daines a free pass.
I'm not sure, Rob, how well that went over at a time when the Democratic Party wants to be unified no matter who their candidate is.
You know, it also strikes me that any of these candidates that comes out of this primary with a nomination is going to have the same problem. You know, they don't have good name recognition. They're going to be at a big fundraising disadvantage. Muse has done okay relative to the other Democrats when it comes to fundraising, but he's going to be at a big disadvantage. Whether or not he's the one who can stand out from this field and take it to Steve Daines more than anyone else, I'm not totally sure, but yeah, that did fall flat a little bit, I thought, at the debate.
Holly, that same event in Bozeman featured another debate between the two Democratic candidates running for governor, Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney and businesswoman Whitney Williams. I keep looking, this is their second debate, I keep looking for policy differences between them, but I'm not finding much.
Yeah, I think you're right. Listening to you and Rob talk about the Senate race, we did hear a lot of differences between those candidates, but then this debate immediately followed that one, and I heard a lot of the same things from Cooney and Williams. It was pretty similar to the Billings debate. Yeah, they both had similar answers to a lot of the same questions. Neither of them are really drawing big differences in policy. One that stood out to me from this is when they talked about prescription drugs. You both agreed they're too expensive. Williams referenced these bus trips Schweitzer used to take to Canada to buy medications. Cooney's talking about a proposal he has to start importing drugs from Canada. So really a lot of similarities. I think the only difference I heard, it's less of a policy difference, but more something Williams chose to emphasize, is this idea she has about really trying to boost state revenues by tapping both out-of-state visitors and then people who are coming, buying trophy properties in Montana, but not living here full-time. But she didn't really say how she would accomplish that. You know, the sales tax, which might get at that, is really a third rail of Montana politics. But it was one way that I heard her differentiate herself from Cooney a little bit in that debate.
Cooney is basically running on the theme of, I've got the most and best experience to succeed Steve Bullock.
You know, Montanans have trusted me to be lieutenant governor. They've trusted me to be state senator. They've trusted me to be secretary of state and president of the Senate and other members and serve in the legislature. I know how to roll up my sleeves and go to work right off the bat as governor.
And I think, Holly, that argument appeals to those Democrats who want a continuation of the past 8 years.
Yeah, that's the point Cooney's really making, is he's the guy you know. You've elected him before. You've elected Bullock, who he's served with now in this administration. And if you've been happy with those results, he's the guy you should look to in this election.
Williams says she can bring the new ideas needed to beat the Republican candidate, who she believes will be Greg Gianforte.
Greg Gianforte represents an existential threat to Montana. He represents that threat to the Montana that we know and love and are proud to call home. And if we're going to beat him, we need new ideas. We need a new generation of leadership.
Her problem, I think, Holly, is that her fresh ideas aren't that different than Mike Cooney's old ideas.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of the same policy proposals that they're making these debates. What Williams is trying to say is that she is going to look at problems from a different perspective than Cooney, that she's coming at this from a business perspective, while Cooney spent his life in the public sector. It's something that it's interesting to me listening to Williams say, I'm the one with business experience in this race, because that's what we hear a lot from Gianforte when he's running, that he's a businessman, that he would take that approach. But I think Williams is trying to, she mentioned in that debate that the political landscape is a lot different than it was 4 years ago, and that maybe she thinks it's time for a newcomer to step in and see what changes that might bring.
Rob, Whitney Williams did get the endorsement this week of a prominent Democrat, former Governor Brian Schweitzer, and he sent out a video praising her.
Whitney Williams, you can count on. She understands the business of Montana, and she'll stand up for Montana families.
And in the video, Rob, Schweitzer puts a branding iron into a fire and bequeaths it to Williams. And, of course, this calls up the famous moment when, as governor, he vetoed a bunch of Republican bills with that same branding iron.
Right, exactly. You know, also in that video, which is a couple, 3 minutes long, Schweitzer likens Cooney to Schweitzer's first opponent for governor, Republican Bob Brown. And he says, look, basically, you know, like Cooney, Brown had been around Helena in elected office for a long time, and I'm the outsider, clearly suggesting that Williams is following in his mold. This, I think, is a big, big endorsement for Whitney Williams. Cooney, you know, quite unsurprisingly landed Bullock's endorsement right away. But somewhat more surprisingly, I thought Tester and Baucus both came out very early on for Cooney. I might have thought that they would have hung back a little bit more on that. So that's the big three of Montana Democratic politics right now. Schweitzer has been off the scene for a long time at this point, but he was a very popular governor, and a lot of Montanans have very fond memories of him. And so this is definitely a nice boost for Williams. It lends her candidacy a mark of elite Democratic approval that just hadn't been there up until now.
And as Holly mentioned, Whitney Williams often brings up Governor Schweitzer, some of the things he did as governor and when he was running for governor. Holly, Mike Cooney picked his running mate, and it's a name that we're going to be familiar with.
Cooney's picked Casey Schreiner, who's a state representative from Great Falls. He was House Minority Leader in the most recent session, but after that, he was also a governor candidate himself until just earlier this month. He dropped out of the race because he wasn't quite getting enough traction. You know, it's an interesting pick. I think Schreiner brings something of he's from Great Falls, which is going to be a pretty important place in this election. Kind of can be a toss-up county that if you, even if a Democrat doesn't win, they need to do pretty well there in losing. You know, but he doesn't bring a ton of fundraising power. I think that's one of the reasons he exited this race, as he was lagging behind Cooney and Whitney Williams in that category. But you interesting pick, familiar face. I'm sure his name recognition got a little bit of a boost, you know, from being House Minority Leader and then his pretty brief campaign for governor. So it'd be interesting to see what he brings to that race. He's got a young family, which is similar to Attorney General Tim Fox on the Republican side. Picked State Representative John Kanoke as his lieutenant governor. Brings the young family, just kind of that element that some of these other candidates don't have. We're going to see Greg Gianforte on the Republican side announcing his lieutenant governor pick in Billings on Sunday. And once that's done, Whitney Williams will be the only one who we haven't heard from who she's going to run with.
Finally, Rob, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer visited Montana recently in a last-ditch effort to convince Governor Bullock to run for the Senate against Steve Daines. And I, for one, can't believe we're still talking about this.
Yeah, Sally, that filing deadline can't come soon enough. Sounds to me like Schumer left unhappy. You'd think he could have gotten that message from Washington, D.C. without having to make the trip out here. But that deadline is coming up, so this story should go away soon.
And that deadline is March 9th, and we'll see what happens. But we're going to believe Governor Bullock that he is not going to run against Steve Daines. That's been saying that for a long, long time. There was a lot to talk about this week, and there'll be even more next week, I'm sure. Rob and Holly, thanks, and I'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program produced by Montana Public Radio. Campaign Beat features University of Montana political science professor and Mansfield Center fellow Rob Saldin and Lee Newspaper's Capitol reporter Holly Michaels, and host Sally Mock. Join us next week for more analysis of Montana politics.